Und hier noch einmal die Soundscapes, die Sie für das Ende unserer Sendung wählen können. Mit der Endziffer 1, Ameisen. Mit der Endziffer 2, Sturm in der Klamm. Mit der Endziffer 3, Jahrmarkt in Peking. Mit der Endziffer 4, Plünderung im Irak. Und mit der Endziffer 5, an Bord der Queen Mary. Sie bestimmen, welches Soundscape gespielt wird. Rufen Sie an oder wenn Sie interaktiv hören, drücken Sie den roten Knopf auf Ihrer Fernbedienung. Weitere Informationen finden Sie auf Radiotext Seite 667. Es ist Ihre Wahl. Nun aber geben wir ab an unsere Freunde von Resonance FM in London. London, sind Sie da?
Ah! okay?
Yeah, yeah, I'll put it in the time I wait, and then you can put it to you for you prefer.
Right, well, I'll do it.
Hopefully you come down on the 10th.
Because,
yeah, you're phoning from work at the moment. Yeah, I'll do that. Alright, cool, man. Nice one. Alright. I'll see you later, dude. Yeah, alright, take care, man. See ya.
Thank you. Uncle Bobby, that girl sounds like a leech.
It's really dangerous.
You can't tell from one date.
I couldn't place her.
She make it back to the house, so there's been some sort of a time frame.
They don't teach you reading and writing anymore.
What's wrong with her?
These are the times. This is what it's come to.
How can you say that?
They teach you to be gay.
Well, how bad is it?
Nice pips.
When Mommy hears that, she's gonna be upset.
I nearly fell over.
Yeah, he is. He's crazy.
Oh, it's you.
Kira.
Stop it.
Kira was the one.
Stop it.
He was crazy, too.
I didn't even know it was me.
She lost the baby.
The guy beside us is also a very German stereotype.
We need a gate around his house.
Why is he going to Belgium then?
You need a gate so you can see who's coming.
He's another one with wonky eyes.
She got a teenager, practically.
It was amazing meeting all those people.
She's so old, she don't remember nothing.
'Cause you know what it's like with my feet.
That's wisdom?
I can't stop moving them.
Subject to memory.
For all the people who say they're going to invite us, actually do invite us.
How are the fish?
I've never seen so many wild flowers.
You saved all the freak attack for ground travel?
Well, the wheels sounded like seagulls.
Some more particular.
Well, I never got to see the seagull house.
So you still have her car?
A conversation can only happen once.
I thought you were gonna sell it.
I need to get away.
Right.
And have a big adventure.
Probably good.
I mean, no one's got any answers for anyone else.
I'm still on a bus going back to Boston.
I could go on a crusade.
Getting a little car sick?
To save the rest of Europe.
Got a little nauseous?
Japanese knotweed.
But I made it.
Hmm.
Then we had a nice dinner of sushi and stuff.
That one only had a few lengths.
I know.
I'm sure the guard will grab a mother at the edge.
I didn't say poor dad.
Off the platform.
At all.
Just to throw us out of our seats.
Let's not talk about it, all right?
Okay.
You going to the house?
A guy from New Zealand told me about this Welshman.
Yeah, cool, cool.
He told him about someone else.
All right, well, have a nice time with the horses.
These cows are up to their bellies in Belgian mountain water.
You too.
I need to talk to you about it.
Well, I'll talk to you later on.
But not while I need to look at the rivers.
Bye.
I saw thousands of tiny eyelash rainbows.
I just got your note.
And?
You after Will, a thank?
Seagull splat. Prints all over the mud flats.
Week has fallen.
I mean, all the crap things are in the east of cities.
I wish it could fall.
Because of the pollution.
Completes.
There's a man on a portable bed with a bicycle.
Perfection.
Overlooking the train line.
On book and...
Maybe it's
longing.
National Sleep in the Forest Day.
Longing. That this looks right.
At least you don't have to put your hand out of the window and open it from the outside.
Wash.
I thought...
And then?
You ordered that for me as a big joke, didn't you?
This acting.
She had a hamster problem.
Good God, it's still alright.
I think the border is somewhere over...
Gotcha.
The only way to tell is that the number signs reverse color.
A better I get, better get... I...
He's good at getting funny.
Crazy. Went 12?
Excuse me?
Jim wrote that he...
Where's the long building?
Part oven. Wrote.
Why radio?
We loudly pronounce this.
It's the carriage.
Let's not talk about it, all right?
It's not a dog?
Yeah, cool. And I'm singing at the wedding.
That's good, because the platform will be coming soon.
What's wrong with that?
We've brought the 10-minute delay disease.
Yeah, cool.
And?
We need a gate.
Your idea of the world is changing.
That's wisdom.
Drifted off to sleep on the London Underground and missed my stop. I look around and notice the chairs are full of little squares. I collapsed a bit like a fountain of egg boxes. Then I was rudely awoken to panic. Panic. It was a nightmare. Blue bin liners everywhere at King's Cross. Some kind of chemical attack. Because people are being forced to roll around naked on mattresses soaked in disinfectant. Fast people in gas masks barking. Bio experts flock onto the archways to block the exits. In their airtight attire, they look like comical clown entities, although the sirens shriek loud enough to convince me that everything is blatantly alarming. A transvestite who had been humiliated by the duck-like detoxitions tried to fish his prized floral dress out the biohazardous waste bucket, only to be shot in the pants with a sterilized harpoon. Nobody was allowed to retrieve their clothes or belongings. Modest robes were given to the bleary-eyed shell-shockies as their old clothing was junked in acid. I had just woken up from innocent sleep only to stumble into this Hieronymus Bosch thingy-bob. Ooh, I was angry and scared and shaking. I managed to escape through a small panel in the wall with a few other angry commuters, angry that our journey had just been disrupted with such an obscene violation on our freedom of movement. Each of us had our own reasons to dodge this degrading decontamination. There was a photographer who swore constantly. He didn't want anyone to see his 1.5-inch penis in case people laughed at it. But he'd also taken pictures of the incident, which could be a nice little earner. A huffy hippie woman had been assaulted 2 years ago, so the thought of strangers groping her naked body made her skin crawl. But more importantly, she didn't want to be parted from her mobile phone, as she was awaiting a call from a solicitor regarding her legal battle for compensation over an injury she received at the New Age lighting factory after she trod on a lava lamp which subsequently shattered, and this accident was compounded by the factory's chilled-out dress code whereby all employees were encouraged to work barefoot, thus allowing hundreds of glass shards to rip into her soft feet. And she could win at least £4,000 compensation. There was a Botox-faced businesswoman who didn't want to be sprayed with acid because it would wash off her fake tan. A skin-headed bloke in an England shirt bulldozed the woman out the way with his copy of the Daily Sport. He was very eager to avoid decontamination because he believed the whole process to be totally gay. A hard-looking suit with tightly buttoned lips waddled along with us because he was gagging to defecate, yearning for a traditional Armitage Shanks defecation scenario rather than an internal trouser accident. There was also a nice-looking shy woman who didn't really have any noticeable character, which I liked because character's one of those attributes over which the subject has very little conscious control, yet she has managed to maintain neutrality. I celebrated this by clapping really loudly whenever I was near her. My reason for avoiding this cleansing procedure was a toss-up of all those aforementioned reasons, really. Yeah, I didn't really want to go through with all that. When I was at school, people used to call me boring, and I used to be offended at this. But now I crave boredom. Mm-hmm. With all this chemical attack shenanigans at King's Cross, there's nothing I crave more than good old-fashioned boredom. But any roads, we were looking around trying to find a way out, but we shouldn't have gone through that passageway because there was a sign which said station personnel only, although all the station guards had gone, so it didn't really matter. After bouncing round a railwayman's sanctum like demented pinballs, we found another door to a narrow staircase which led to the surface. Oh joy, back in the sweet London streets. We walked out an alley where we all split up and I caught the 667 bus and went home, looking forward to telling people about my eventful day in the chemical attack at King's Cross. Unfortunately, because we didn't roll around naked on the mattresses, we were all infected with tons of awful smallpox. When I was in my bedroom dying and my family started getting ill too, my mum poked her head round the door and said, "That was a bit selfish of you all to run away like that." I sighed, "Oh well," and rolled my eyes in camp apoplexy.
And now the results are in for our soundscape competition. The listeners have voted for number 4, looting in Iraq.
Okay, da haben wir jetzt doch keine Zeit für. Stattdessen senden wir nun den kompletten Text unserer 5-Jahres-Lizenzbewerbung. Wish us luck.